and let me play among the stars.
Hi guys, this is Connor. You're listening to another elementary lesson at Open Language.
Right, and I'm Tara. And today's lesson, we have a dialogue between two friends, Jenny and Jonathan, and Jonathan is doing something very important.
Yeah, and also scary. He's looking for a new job.
Right, so here's the dialogue focusing on an idiom that's very important, mm-hmm. and it's up in the air.
Yeah. There has been lots of popular idioms, and this is just another one that's very useful and fun to use.
Right. So take a listen to the dialogue between Jenny and Jonathan.
Okie doke.
Dialogue first time.
Jonathan, how's the job hunt going?
Not bad, Jenny. There's one position that looks interesting.
What role would you play?
I'd be head of engineering.
That sounds like a fantastic opportunity. What's your start date?
Well, things are still up in the air, and I need to work out the details with them.
Don't worry too much about that. I'm sure things will get sorted out soon.
Hope so. Keep your fingers crossed for me.
Will do. Keep me posted.
Dialogue, second time.
Jonathan, how's the job hunt going?
Not bad, Jenny. There's one position that looks interesting.
What role would you play?
I'd be head of engineering.
That sounds like a fantastic opportunity. What's your start date?
Well, things are still up in the air, and I need to work out the details with them.
Don't worry too much about that. I'm sure things will get sorted out soon.
Hope so. Keep your fingers crossed for me.
Will do. Keep me posted.
Dialogue, third time.
Jonathan, how's the job hunt going?
Not bad, Jenny. There's one position that looks interesting.
What role would you play?
I'd be head of engineering.
That sounds like a fantastic opportunity. What's your start date?
Well, things are still up in the air, and I need to work out the details with them.
Don't worry too much about that. I'm sure things will get sorted out soon.
Hope so. Keep your fingers crossed for me.
Will do. Keep me posted.
So we just heard a dialogue between Jenny and Jonathan, and Jenny starts out by asking Jonathan, how's the job hunt going?
Yeah, and this is like hunting?
Right.
Yeah, hunting for animals?
Well, not quite, but when you hunt for something, you are really, really looking hard mm-hmm. for something, trying yeah. to find it.
Yeah, you have a specific goal.
Right. Mm-hmm. And for example, if you can't find your keys in the morning, yeah. you're hunting everywhere for
yeah.
them.
Yeah, for sure. So this is what Jonathan's looking for, a specific job. He's hunting. He's searching really hard.
He really needs a job. Mm-hmm. Yes. So instead of saying, you know, how is the job search going, or are you looking for a job, we just say,
How's the job hunt going?
Right. Yeah. So that means to look for a job.
Yeah. Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
And then, so Jonathan replies, not bad. There's one position that looks interesting.
Right. So position.
Yeah. This is like kind of the things that I have to do. The job, basically, at the company.
Right. So then Jenny asks Jonathan, what role would you play? So the word role has a very similar meaning to position.
Yeah, it does. It's like the job that you will do, mm-hmm. the things you have to do at the company.
Exactly. So your role could be the director of marketing.
Yeah, or you could be just an employee. You could be in charge of something like taking notes in a meeting.
Exactly. Taking minutes in a meeting.
Oh, yeah.
And very important here is the verb play is mm-hmm. what we use with a role. So the role I play is a co-host of a podcast.
Yeah, right. Your role could be, again, it could be taking minutes in a meeting.
Right.
Okay.
So we don't want to use the verb play, however, with position.
Mm-hmm, right.
So you say, what position do you have? Mm-hmm. Or what role do you play?
Yeah, if you say, what position do you play, you're probably talking about sports.
Right.
Not a job.
No, I'm the center. Yes, and how does Jonathan respond?
Well, he says, I'd be head of engineering.
So the head?
Yeah, the head is like the top of the body. So it's like in a company, mm-hmm. the top of the company is the boss or the CEO.
You are the leader.
Mm-hmm,
You're in charge. And the verb that we use here is heading. So mm-hmm. I am the head of engineering.
Yeah.
I am heading the engineering mm-hmm. department.
He's leading that part of the company.
Exactly.
Yeah. Then Jenny says, that sounds like a fantastic mm-hmm. opportunity. And she asks him, what's your start date?
Right. So start date, we know start, that's to begin.
Yeah, to begin, yeah.
But very important here is date.
Mm-hmm. So date is like a number, whereas day is like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Right. So if I say, what day is today, mm-hmm. you would say?
I'm going to say, oh, what's today? Thursday. It's Thursday.
Thursday. And today's date.
Oh, this is, okay, it's March 9th?
9th, sure. And this is something that's very confusing when it comes to birthday.
Yeah, yeah.
So when someone says, what's your birthday mm-hmm. versus what's your birth date, mm-hmm. when it's birth date, you add the year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Like when you're making an application, it says mm-hmm. birth date, you know, 1990 or whatever it is.
I'm a little older than 1990.
Yeah, me too.
But... yes, and now does Jonathan know his start date?
Well, he does not, because he says, well, things are still up in the air, and I need to work out the details with them.
Up in the air.
Yeah, this is our expression for today.
Right, our main idiom.
Mm-hmm, and it's a great one.
Mm-hmm.
Things are up in the air, they're moving, they're changing, they're not certain.
If you... imagine maybe on a windy day, mm-hmm. the leaves are blowing around,
yeah.
and nothing is certain. They're everywhere, mm-hmm. scattered.
Yeah, I sometimes think about like clouds. Clouds are always changing.
Mm-hmm.
Like sometimes people have travel plans. Like for example, I'm planning to go to Hawaii sometime next month.
Nice.
But the date is still up in the air. I don't know which number of the day I will go.
Right. So also just something maybe a less formal situation
yeah.
would be, hey, what are your plans for Friday?
Oh, yeah, Friday. Well, I'm thinking about going to see a movie or going to ride my bike in the park. And probably I'll see a movie, but it's up in the air.
So basically, you can use this idiom whenever you're in a situation when things aren't certain.
Mm-hmm.
So you can say, things are up in the air.
Yeah.
Everything is up in the air.
Yeah.
It's up in the air.
Yeah.
And here we've used the word still up in the air.
Yeah, it was before and it still is now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So very common to see it with the still
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
in there.
Yeah.
Then Jonathan says that he needs to work out the details mm-hmm. with the company.
Yeah, so work out. This looks like something you do at a gym, like exercise.
Yeah, not so much. It can feel just as difficult
yeah,
sometimes. But it's basically solve.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, to solve a problem.
We usually use it with things like
details, in this case, details or problems, issues.
Kinks.
Oh, kinks.
Is
yeah.
very common, and,
yeah.
and that's K-I-N-K-S.
Mm-hmm. It's like a small problem with a new company, always has little problems, or a new computer program has little problems. They're kinks.
Kinks, yeah. exactly. And you can work them out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, solve them, make them smooth.
So then Jenny says something to be supportive.
Yeah, she's trying to make him feel better. So she says, don't worry about that too much. I'm sure things will get sorted out soon.
So get sorted out. Is this similar to work out the details?
Yeah, sort out is almost the same as work out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you sort out your problems.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sort out is very similar, almost the same as work out. And in this case, we don't say, I sort it out. We often just say, things will get sorted out.
Exactly. And both expressions are very, very useful when you're trying to support your friends and encourage.
Yeah, like if your friend is having problems or trouble with boyfriend or girlfriend, you can say, oh, don't worry, I'm sure things will get sorted out.
That is very supportive. Mm-hmm. And then Jonathan says...
Yeah, hope so. Keep your fingers crossed for me.
So keep your fingers crossed. Very, very useful expression. Mm-hmm.
This is like a cultural thing we do when we want to wish someone good luck.
Right. So other ways to say this are cross your fingers.
Mm-hmm. You can even just say fingers crossed.
Right.
And then we usually actually raise our hand and cross two fingers on one hand.
Or... for extra luck, you raise both hands.
Yeah, so you have two fingers, four fingers
crossed. Four fingers crossed. Yeah. And this is a fixed expression, and you can use it for other people.
Yeah.
So I wish you good luck. Mm-hmm. But if I say, keep your fingers crossed, means wish me good luck.
Yeah, you can use it for yourself or another person. For your own relationship.
Exactly.
It's in trouble. Yeah.
So things like if you have an exam, you can say, keep your fingers crossed for me, or I'll keep my fingers crossed for you.
Yeah. Yeah. That would be great.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you for the extra luck.
Yeah. Then Jenny finishes by saying, will do. Keep me posted.
Right. So will do what?
Yeah, this is this is just a shortening of I will do that.
And that is very, very common. Mm-hmm. If someone asks you to do something,
will do.
It just means, sure, I'll do it.
Yeah, just I promise to do that. And it's often for small things, easy things.
Not formal at all.
Not too
so many. If your boss asks you to do something, maybe don't go, will do.
Unless your boss is your friend.
Exactly. Right. And so then Jenny says, keep me posted.
Yeah. So post. Post is like when I want to send a letter, mail, I post it. I send it.
Right. Mm-hmm. Or if you see a poster on a wall, it's giving information.
Yeah. Yeah. Sharing information. So in this case, Jenny is waiting for the result.
Right. Mm-hmm. She basically says, let me know when you hear something.
Yeah, and so when Jonathan finishes his job hunt, when he finds a job, what's he going to do?
He's going to keep her posted.
Yeah, he's going to let her know.
Let her know how things are going.
Mm-hmm.
So let's listen to the dialogue between Jenny and Jonathan one more time.
Okay.
Dialogue first time.
Jonathan, how's the job hunt going?
Not bad, Jenny. There's one position that looks interesting.
What role would you play?
I'd be head of engineering.
That sounds like a fantastic opportunity. What's your start date?
Well, things are still up in the air, and I need to work out the details with them.
Don't worry too much about that. I'm sure things will get sorted out soon.
Hope so. Keep your fingers crossed for me.
Will do. Keep me posted.
Dialogue, second time.
Jonathan, how's the job hunt going?
Not bad, Jenny. There's one position that looks interesting.
What role would you play?
I'd be head of engineering.
That sounds like a fantastic opportunity. What's your start date?
Well, things are still up in the air, and I need to work out the details with them.
Don't worry too much about that. I'm sure things will get sorted out soon.
Hope so. Keep your fingers crossed for me.
Will do. Keep me posted.
Dialogue, third time.
Jonathan, how's the job hunt going?
Not bad, Jenny. There's one position that looks interesting.
What role would you play?
I'd be head of engineering.
That sounds like a fantastic opportunity. What's your start date?
Well, things are still up in the air, and I need to work out the details with them.
Don't worry too much about that. I'm sure things will get sorted out soon.
Hope so. Keep your fingers crossed for me.
Will do. Keep me posted.
So today we learned three awesome expressions and idioms for you.
Mm-hmm.
First one, up in the air.
Right. So whenever you're unsure of something, it is...
up in the air. It's not certain.
Yes.
Then we saw... fingers crossed.
Right.
Keep
so
your fingers crossed.
Wishing someone good luck.
Yeah, for good luck. Yeah. And you can even raise your hand and cross two fingers if you want.
And then keep me posted. Mm-hmm.
So if I'm waiting for someone to let me know about something, I'll say, keep me posted.
So I really love these idiom lessons because they show very natural and useful expressions.
Yeah.
And they really kind of paint a picture of what the meaning is.
Right, yeah, definitely.
And the culture that goes along with it.
Yeah, like fingers crossed.
Exactly. So we hope you like today's lesson and keep us posted in the comments section if there's any questions or if there's other idioms you would like us to focus on.
For sure, yeah. And thanks for listening and we'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye.
For more English podcasts, stay tuned to 开言英语每天听。